It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, that's a Talking Flicks episode where we send one of our loyal listeners off to check out a movie at the Forum 6 or the Odeon 5, and we get their thoughts on it, Mr. Lee. We want to find out what they liked and didn't like about the movie, and maybe why you should go along and check it out this week.
Absolutely correct, JT. And this week, the movie, there's been a lot of hype about this movie prior to it being released. And I know with Todd Phillips, who is the director of this movie, and the movie we're talking about is Joker. And I'm going to say Joker 2 because I don't think I can say Folie Dieu, whatever it is.
Well, you can say Folie Dieu. And I thought with that in mind, Miss Lee, I thought, we should bring in some...
Bring the French music back,
yes.
Oh, well done. That's actually quite cool.
You like that? Yeah. But it's not only French, like, French as such, Paris. Is it? Like, that's not... I'm not getting a French vibe out of the movie. Are you getting that?
No. Definitely not. Definitely not in this movie. There's no French vibe.
Okay, we'll find out where that came from shortly. But, Joker, as Joker 2, as Mr. Lee would say, Joker Folie Dieu, let's check it out.
That day on the Murray Show, when I saw you for once in my life, I didn't feel so alone anymore. And I wasn't the only one.
2 years ago, the name Arthur Fleck hit Gotham like a hurricane.
I'm nobody. I haven't done anything with my life like you have, but I have an idea. Let's get out of here.
They believe Arthur Fleck to be some kind of martyr. Is a monster.
The trial of the century.
If Arthur Fleck were to win, he could be free from any charges.
How about you, Arthur? Do you still think you're a star?
Tell us, what's changed, Arthur?
Well, I'll tell you what's changed. I'm not alone anymore. That's what we should be talking about.
See the real you.
Look around. Look at all these people. I will no longer allow any of you to keep me down.
Let's give the people what they want.
And did the people get what they want, Mr. Lee? I'm sure they did.
I'm sure they did too. And the little Talking Flickster person this week who went off to see it is Zane from Wagga. How are you, Zane?
G'day, Zane.
Good. Hello.
Let's bring him in.
Thanks for having me.
Got to be a fan club there, Zane. How good?
Very good. Well, we've done that before.
Yeah. Well, you don't get a round of applause every week, Mr. Lee, every now and then,
but not all the time.
I don't want to give you a big head or anything, right? So we've got to keep you contained.
Yeah, that's true. So, Zane, so tell me, look, you're a huge DC fan and you have watched all DC movies, I'm sure. Is that true?
Most of them. We'll say most.
Mm. Most? Okay. No worries. So without giving the plot away, tell us what you thought of Joker 2.
I will say it's not as strong as the first Joker film, but it certainly has its own charm to it, let's say. From a visual standpoint, it's breathtakingly gorgeous, and with such a strong cast, everyone did a fantastic job. Just like the first, Phoenix did an awesome job as Joker, and Gaga again as Harley Quinn did really good.
Yeah, compared to Margot Robbie, she plays the Harley Quinn a lot differently, doesn't she?
It's a completely different origin story. She's not a psychologist in this one as opposed to comic book origins. And in the originals, Harley Quinn is the one being manipulated, but in this film, she's doing the manipulating. So it's a bit of a change up, but yeah, it's interesting to say the least.
It's a big difference. So who do you prefer, Zane? Margot or Lady Gaga? Who was your preference? Who did it better?
I'll have to give it to Margot Robbie, honestly. Margot Robbie just brings a certain, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's a scene stealer every time.
Yeah, it's all right, Zane. We're big Margot fans.
Not to take away from Lady Gaga, though. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, I think, what do you reckon Lady Gaga was brought into the film? Because obviously it's got a more of a musical feel, this particular Joker. Do you think that was more of the reason maybe why she was cast for the role?
Absolutely. Lady Gaga has one hell of a voice.
Yeah, she does. Powerhouse, absolute powerhouse. And I think maybe that's the reason why, because you've got someone who can sing, someone who can act. We have seen her in a few other different movies, especially when A Star Is Born. She was fantastic in last week.
So. Absolutely.
But it is good to see her, though, in a different type of movie, because we've seen her in a drama. So now seeing her in a movie like this, you know, a bit more action. So, yeah.
She's flexing her acting chops a little bit now.
It's a good thing because, yeah, as Jay said, she's, you know, House of Gucci, and, you know, she was brilliant in that. And A Star Is Born, where, you know, she was doing a lot of singing in there with Bradley Cooper, who I didn't realize could sing either. Actually, talking of, can Joaquin Phoenix, can he sing? Does he sing in this one?
He does sing, and it's not a bad voice, not a bad voice at all.
Okay.
Couldn't tell it.
It's a pleasant surprise. You hear it and you think, wow. Okay.
Hey, you said before there's some big actors in this movie, you know, like Lady Gaga, Brendan Gleeson, who we know him from a lot of movies, Steve Coogan, who I have to say I actually don't mind him. I think he's actually quite funny, and he does play some very serious roles. Philomena comes to mind at the moment with Judi Dench. He played a very serious role there. He plays Patty Myers in this one, who is the TV host that is interviewing Joaquin Phoenix's character?
Yep.
Yeah, so what was he like? Because I've never seen him in this type of role in a DC or even in a Marvel or anything like that. He, as I said, you know, he's been Philomena or, you know, those sort of movies. So this is really out of character for him to be playing something in a DC movie.
He's, I'd say, certainly an underrated actor, and you can see why he's so good in this film. He did serious really well. He was rocking an American accent, though, which is it's always weird to hear someone who's typically British go with an American accent.
Yeah, that is a bit different, isn't it?
Mm. Sometimes they can do it. They can pull it off.
Absolutely. It's just, yeah. Although I think all of the movies I've seen him in, he's had British going on.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
And good. For you, Zane, obviously a big fan of DC, big fan of Joker and things like that. Who is your favourite Joker over time? Do you have one that you look at and you go, wow, that's someone who just really cements that role for you? Who would it be?
Oh, that is a difficult question. I would say my personal favourite is, like a lot of people's, Heath Ledger.
Yeah, I'm a big Heath fan too. Yeah.
But I think one that a lot of the non-fans probably wouldn't get would be Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill did the voice for animated Joker. Yeah, he did animated Joker in the original animated series. He's done it for the video games and then a few of the animated films as well.
Well, there you go. I'm going to say Cesar Romero, which is from the TV show.
That is a classic.
It is, and I'm going way back because I used to watch Batman.
That's from Robert on the TV. Adam West days, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and Burt Ward. Yep, and they were great characters of Batman. They really brought it home.
Yeah, whatever you do, Zay, be careful. You don't want to stir him up. He likes talking about the old days, so it's when he it's when he had more hair. Okay, so when we look at the movie, we've got an MA rating. What do you think's behind the rating? Like, what's in the movie there that really brings that rating out? Do you think that they've got to mark it as that?
It's intense. It's an intense film. Intense themes. It can be a little violent at times. There's not too much bad language, I thought, but intense themes, just like the first. From a thematic point of view, it's very dark.
Ooh. Would you say, being the cinema business, you too, Mr. Lee, an MA rating nowadays, see many of those type of films? I mean, to me, I don't think an MA is that bad a rating, is it? Like, that's, you know, it's still 15 plus, but I think as long as you've got a guardian there, most of those 15-year-olds could go and see it, right, up to that age?
I was going to say, to my knowledge, you get to MA if you exceed certain amount of swear words.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, right.
And some of the films as well.
Yeah. So I think once you cross a certain line, then it has to go to MA, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's too intense for a younger person.
And at what point does it go to R? Sorry, James, I put you on the
spot. You have to be crossing some lines there.
Yes.
I can't even remember the last R18 movie we had.
It was actually a horror, Zane.
It was a horror, wasn't it?
And I can't. Yeah, it was something that. What was it? What did you say? Sorry,
it wasn't Tarot or something, was it? It wasn't.
Tarot was M.
That's why I went to it.
There was one this year, though.
It would have been a horror.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
I think the R18 movies stand out for visuals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny you should say that because PG, you can't swear at all or have one F-bomb, and then M, there is a few, but MA, as you say, as long as you've got an adult who sits there in the cinema with you, if you're under 15, not a problem at all. They can sit there, watch it, but with an R-rated, anyone under 18 cannot go in there, which includes my staff as well. So any of my under 18s can't walk into that cinema at all while it's playing. So they can't do cinema checks, so we're going to send an adult in.
And what goes higher than an R, out of curiosity? What's the...
That's on the dark part of the web, what's that?
I'm picturing it, actually. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure you guys don't have too many of those films rolling around.
Oh, no.
I think they actually are classed as adult content.
Yes.
Once you go past R. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And if you ever did one of those, it would be like after midnight type. It'd be an after dark type screening, obviously.
And it probably wouldn't be inside a cinema. It'd be inside somewhere else that you'd be watching that, probably in Sydney somewhere.
In a neighbourhood you don't really want to visit too often.
Correct. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Mr. Lee, have you seen a couple, have you? What's going on?
Now, Zane, I'm changing the subject. Zane, When you finished watching this movie, did you think more and more about Joker 2? As in, you know, you're trying to piece why things happened and, you know, little things that did happen in there, which I'm not going to say and we won't say because I don't want to give spoilers away. So did that leave you questioning a lot more?
Not as much as I thought. I think if you watch the first film, then you won't have that feeling with this one, because the first film had a lot of scenes where it was within Joker's mind, and it's kind of the same with this one. So if you're used to the first, you should be able to piece it together quite well for the second.
So Zane, if you're going along to check it out, say this week or this weekend, and you haven't seen Joker 1, if you go along and see Joker 2, is there going to be like missing pieces of the puzzle, or is it something that is quite
absolutely
generic? Yeah, okay.
It's going to be difficult if you haven't seen the first.
Okay.
And they're also saying this is a standalone movie too. It's not meant to be called Joker 2. It is a standalone movie because of where it's gone, and you know, being a musical as well as crime thing action.
It's very different. Yeah, very different.
I think if you're a casual viewer, you could get away with it. But if you really want to understand Arthur Fleck's character, then yes, you definitely do need to watch the first film.
Yeah.
Because his personality obviously carries over. And I think the first film really breaks down his mental condition quite well.
Yeah, which is quite interesting. And can I say, when you're saying his mental condition and all that, from the start to the finish, these two actors, which is Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix, they played the characters the whole time. They, when they break for lunch or things like that, they did not get out of character. They still stayed in character for the whole length of the film, and they really absorbed it.
That's a scary vibe on set.
Zane, in a nutshell, for those that might want to go along and check it out, what do you think? Who do you think would enjoy it the most, and what do you think they'd get out of it?
If you've watched previous DC films, then give it a go. It has things that as a DC fan you can enjoy. Again, the performances by everyone is fantastic. Joaquin Phoenix in particular does such an amazing job. So I think if you enjoyed the first film especially, it's worth a watch.
So going on that, Zane, we always ask our Talking Flickster, out of 5 Chop Tops, how many do you give this movie?
I would personally give it a 3 out of 5.
Three.
It's not the strongest entry in the DC series, but it has some things worth seeing.
Okay, that's all right. And it probably stacks up to a lot of reviews out there too. I know a lot of others are probably giving it about this score too. So, maybe go along and check it out and work out what your score would be. But as you heard from Zane, if you're into DC, maybe you're a big fan of the Joker, it's probably one you can't really pass up.
Absolutely. I know it's not the most popular at the moment, but DC's had much worse.
Oh, wow.
Don't listen to reviews. Give it a go for yourself.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing to do, and that's a great thing. So yeah, awesome work, Zane. I think that's really good advice to people because we're all different, and that's the thing, you know. Like something that you like or Jay likes, I don't like, you know, or you may not like what I like. So, and that's why it's good for people to go and see it for their own eyes.
I should say as well, there was a movie many years ago. It was a Paris Hilton movie. And I'd heard, Mr. Lee, what are you laughing about? Okay, no, it wasn't that movie, all right? It was a Paris Hilton movie, and it had received so many bad reviews. Anyway, I loved it. I watched it. I absolutely loved it, right? I thought she was fantastic. I thought she was a wonderful actress. I thought she played her part very well. It was nice to see Paris in that kind of light. It was a good movie.
I'm not saying anything.
I don't even know what movie it is.
It was House of Wax, by the way, just for those playing along at home. So
I cannot comment on that. No.
You're still thinking about
this. We won't ever talk again. If I say what I think, Jay, you won't talk to me again anyway.
Well, we should probably wrap this up then, eh? What do you reckon? next week's Talk and Flickster is off to check out which movie, Mr. Lee? Where are they going? And what are you shouting?
They're actually heading off to see Hellboy, the Crooked Man. And I have to say, this is the second one in the series. So it'll be very interesting to see what their comments are for that. So that'll be next Wednesday. That'll drop at midday for that one. So, yeah.
Now you've got Zane's going to ask a question for the movie. Is that right?
Yeah, Zane, we want to ask you a question. So this question is what you're going to ask the Talking Flickster next week. What's your question?
Who's the main actor for this Hellboy? Do you know, Grant, do you know who it is?
Yes, I do. Yes. And I won't say.
Do you know what he's... Okay. I was going to ask, how does he stack up to David Harbour and I think Ron Perlman was the original?
Yeah, I can't remember the original, but I remember David Harbour was the first one.
David Harbour was in the one that I think came out in, 2019 or 20?
Yeah, somewhere around there. And now that he's a big star, David Harbour, because he was in Stranger Things, so it's probably a bit more asking money to go into that one.
Absolutely, probably.
Well, I just hope that our talk and flicks the next week is across as much as you are, Zane. So they've got big shoes to fill. Good on you, Zane. Well, thanks very much for your thoughts today, mate. Really appreciate it. Mr. Lee, I will catch you at midday on Friday for our regular podcast.
Yes, and I'll be looking forward to talking to you about all things movies.
Would you like some French music to see us out? Would you like to picture yourself
I think we should. Yeah,
what's your favourite French pastry again? We'll talk about those. It was a chocolate eclair, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. A baguette. Or a baguette, yes. Croissant.
We'll catch you on Friday. Have a good one.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.